Well, actually, my story isn't ocean news as such. It's actually a freshwater story. I know it's not technically about the oceans, but the findings do have potential implications for both freshwater and marine systems. It's a paper published in Nature by Bradley Cardinale from the University of Michigan that suggests that biodiversity in aquatic ecosystems can help to buffer a system against increased nutrient input. Now, one of the major impacts of human activities on aquatic ecosystems is increased input of nutrients like nitrogen from runoff from agriculture or by sewage contamination. This can cause problems like eutrophication and dead zones where there's too little oxygen in a body of water for species to survive. Well, what Bradley did was to take eight different species of algae and diatoms and introduce them to experimental streams where the heterogeneity of the environment, so things like water speed and levels of disturbance, could be manipulated. When the species were all able to occupy different niches, so each performed different functions within the ecosystem, the uptake of radioactively labelled nitrate was higher than when biodiversity was experimentally reduced. The unfortunate fact that Bradley does actually point out in the paper is that increased nutrient input to an aquatic system does actually reduce biodiversity, which, given these results, is actually even more worrying. So, as biodiversity is lost, the ability of an ecosystem to deal with and sequester extra nutrients like nitrogen will decrease. And yes, this is a freshwater study, I know, but nutrient runoff in coastal areas is a major problem for marine species too. So, possible future direction of research could be maybe to see whether the same effect would be seen in a marine ecosystem.
That seems like an obvious thing to do because, like you say, so much of what we put into rivers ultimately ends up in the oceans too.